Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, put me in cold. I'm ready to play.
Who's right? Who's wrong? What should have happened here in this story out of Philadelphia?
So, father, was at the game, against the Marlins, I guess, The Phillies versus the Marlins. The ball was hit. It's a home run hit in its stands. Harrison Bader, Phillies player, hit the home run. The ball went flying into the crowd. It hit a woman, who had her arm stretched out, bounced off of her. Mm-hmm. Okay, hit her in the chest, bounced off of her, and into the seats in front of her. That's when this guy, this dad, Drew Feltwell, he was there with his kids, ran over and grabbed the ball, and put it over, walked over his son, put it in his mitt, and then gave him a big hug. Mm-hmm. It's a great father-son moment that gets immediately interrupted by this psychotic woman coming over and screaming at him. And if you've seen the video, Jamie, genuinely thought this was fake based on the dad's reaction to this woman coming over, because she comes over and starts yelling at him and he literally recoils in like a cartoonish, put him up, like he puts his fists up like, blah, 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 like that to block her from him, I guess. Then she sits there and starts yelling at him and he eventually gives her the ball that he gave to his son back. And here's him talking about it. Here's Drew Feltwell talking about it.
As soon as it cracked off the bat, it was starting to head our way a little bit. It fell and kind of bobbled between the two armrests. And I picked it up and I just walked away and held the ball up high and put it in Lincoln's glove. And then she showed up. As she reached for my arm, she just yelled in my ear, "That's my ball," like super loud. I jumped out of my skin. Then she's like, "Those are from our seats." And I said, "There was nobody in that seat." I pretty much just wanted her to go away and be dad and show him how to de-escalate a situation. So that's where I went.
I wasn't very happy that we had to give it to her, but we can't win. She was going to get it anyways.
I love that he said, "I was just trying to show my kid how to de-escalate the situation."
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people who are criticizing him for backing down.
Yeah.
And
should have stood up for yourself.
Would have been better to show his son you stand up to somebody like this, or would it have been better to do what he did, which was de-escalate the situation and give her the ball back? In retrospect and in total hindsight, I think it's actually better that he did what he did.
Can I add something?
My instinct would not have been to give in to her. My instinct would be to scream at her and tell her to get the hell away from me and my kids before I call security, you psychopath. But the reason it was good that he did what he did was because Harrison Bader and the Phillies, you know, gave them a bunch of stuff at the end of the game that ended up better than this. So
yeah, he was invited to meet with Bader, bunch of photos, bunch of autographs and that kind of thing. So it worked out better in the end. She should have given the kid the ball.
Yeah. Right. But she's a monster. Yes, Quentin.
It was that kid's birthday.
Oh, my God.
It was that. That's why the two sons, that's why he gave the ball to that kid, because it was that kid's birthday.
Yikes. That's that part of the discussion. Who he should have stood up for himself and his kids a little bit more. Maybe. My instinct would have been to do that, certainly. And I've gotten into confrontations with Karens before. Boston is filled with them. So mm-hmm. that happened quite often when I was there. But I don't blame him for doing what he did. I don't think it makes him look like a wuss backing down.
No, neither one of those options was great.
No.
Right? Neither one was going to be. But in the end, he did the thing that ended up better ultimately. Now, I mean, he looked like the better guy and the kid got to meet the team.
The other thing is, as far as whose ball it is, it's whoever. I don't know how to we kind of always all have a feel for that, though, right? Like if the ball hits you and rolls off, if you're an adult woman, that's not your ball, right? It touched you. That's not the same thing as that's not ownership.
I've not seen the video.
Yeah.
Does the video show exactly where the ball goes?
You haven't?
I've seen the video.
Yeah, I've seen the video over and over again. Yeah.
It's not like these were the only two people going for the ball. There were two other people. There was a total of four people trying to get this ball. So it wasn't like there was only two people trying to get the ball.
Right.
It hit her because, for the love of God, she doesn't know how to catch a ball. And it bounced three rows down. So
she catches like a girl, Quentin.
I said she just doesn't know how to catch a ball.
But the important thing is it like hits off of her and then rolls to the level below her.
Okay.
Right? So like that's even less of your ball. Like I could see if you were both going for it on the ground at the same time after it bounced off of you, you thinking you have better ownership of it. But the further away from you it is that the guy gets it, the more he has to the ball.
You weren't fast enough.
Yeah.
Too bad for you.
Right.
Your feet were not quickly enough. Yeah. Were not quick enough. Again, this is the theme today. I do not understand what is in a person that thinks it is okay to confront another human being like this over something like this. You know? Let the kid have it.
Yeah. What drives me crazy is what we said earlier, and I think you were alluding to this, is she had to know she was on video.
Literally
happened last week at the U.S. Open, and everybody was talking about it, was the guy that stole the hat from the kid. And now you are stealing a. I mean, I could see being indignant and wanting. I could almost see I was so close to getting that ball. Can't you give it to me? But once he gives it to his kid, and he's literally in the act of hugging his son, when this woman goes over and yells at him, then you need to let things go. And increasingly, I know this is something I harp on a lot. Increasingly, that's something we've lost the ability to do in this society is just let things go. Like, stop personalizing everything. It's not just happening to you. We all live together in this big wash of a society. You need to just accept that and let things go.
I want her now to come out and say something about this. She hasn't yet.
Yeah.
She hasn't apologized. You know, she could still do the right thing. She could still, whatever you need to say to make people believe it, you could still give him the ball. It doesn't matter because it turned out better for him anyway.
Right.
But she could still apologize for being so confrontational in the end.
Yeah.
I mean, she could still say something.
I mean, I'm assuming she's not a millionaire like the Polish guy that stole the hat or whatever, because we would already know who she is. Like, that's what made it so easy to track him down was that he was a millionaire. But regardless, you're an adult woman. Like you're an adult, not just woman, but you're an adult. Like, let the kid have a core memory. This isn't going to mean anything to you in the long run.
Yes.
This doesn't mean anything. This is a kid getting a ball. I'll put it this way too. There's a premium on getting a home run ball versus a foul ball. Isn't there? Like, you get a home run.
I think
that's meaningful, especially when it's a player for your team that hit it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what would you do if you were the dad? 913-586-7798. Are you giving the ball back? Telling her what's up?
We had another story like this last week where it was like the dad backed down and didn't defend his kid. And people were like, I can't remember what the story was now, but it was something along these lines. And people were saying the same thing. That dad's a wuss. Oh, wait, a wuss out in front of your kids, man. It's like, what is he supposed to do? Just stand there and let him get screamed at by some woman? And I could see maybe he's just a really fair-minded person. And he was like, you know what? I did go from my area because his seats weren't near where the ball landed. He ran over to that area.
Right.
I can see him going, well, maybe she's got a point. Maybe
but
she's
she
got
wasn't
a point.
The only one there either.
Yeah. No, you're
right. Know, I mean, 15 other people could have said, that's my ball.
Yeah.
He wasn't the only one that was over there.
So here's the other problem. She should come out and say something because right now, internet sleuths are misidentifying a bunch of different one woman has had to come out and be like, I'm a Red Sox fan. I hate the Phillies. I don't care about any team from Philadelphia. A New Jersey school district also said no one was fired from their staff over this because some people said that she worked at a New Jersey school district and they're like, no, she doesn't. And she hasn't been fired. And that's a fake story. So she's not been publicly confirmed by credible outlets. And there, you're going to see a bunch of posts saying that she was fired from this or that.
That's, well, you know, what's really funny.
Yeah.
Is that, because she went full Karen on this one guy, there were people in the crowd making fun of her, and she went full Karen on another dude.
Oh, yeah, another guy was like, hey, come on, give the kid the ball. She's like, ah!
And she, like, ran over. She, like, anime style, like, ran over to this other guy and started getting in his face.
And I think what doesn't help her is the look on her face when she gets the ball is this gleeful, like, like she's cackling, like the Wicked Witch of the East, just where she has the ball in her hands and she's so happy that she screamed at a guy and got her way. Like she's so happy. I guess maybe it's an assault on the patriarchy or something. But she was just so delighted that she got this ball.
The problem with her coming out now and identifying herself is the threats that she will get. I mean, now once you know who she really is, does she risk getting fired from her job? I have no idea what she does for a living, but does she risk, you know, genuinely getting fired from whatever job she has if she comes out and apologizes?
I don't think it's okay. Let's scale this. Is this as bad as the guy who stole the hat at the U.S. Open from the kid?
No.
Because. I agree because
famous guy, you know, rich guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's not even the optics of who did it, but also, you know, she went and yelled at them and they gave her the ball.
Yeah.
So I guess it's the difference between extortion and burglary.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess one is a little bit more white collar than the other.
This is worse, though, to me a little bit because you have a lot more opportunities to catch a ball in the stands.
Yeah.
You know, go to enough games and it's going to happen at some point. So I don't
have the audio, but there was audio that came out over the weekend of her yelling it. And it sounds exactly like you would think it would. Like it was like, that was my ball. I was that ball. It was literally like you can't hear her. She's just shrieking at him. 913-586-7798 from the text line. I bet she's going to end up profiting from this. Nah, no, she's not. Because there's the only way, and I hate to do this, but the only way she could profit from this is if there was some kind of political thing involved. If like she was wearing a Trump hat or something, or they were wearing Trump hats.
Yeah.
Or you know, and then people would, you know, or if they were black and she was white and people were accusing her of being racist. So then she raises a bunch of money on one of those god awful sites, but there's none of that. She's a Phillies fan. I guess this happened in Florida, not in Philadelphia.
Yeah. It happened at the Marlins Stadium.
Okay. So, I mean, there's that. I mean,
can she make this right? Is there any way for her to make this right?
Nah, no.
So at this point,
I mean, Harrison Bader made it right. That's the most important thing.
Right.
Yeah. He's.
But at this point, she needs to just hope it goes away.
By the way, that guy, it's a good looking guy. I'm just gonna say that. He used to play for the Cardinals back in the day. He looks like Thor. He's a good looking dude. Maybe that's why she wanted it so bad. I don't know. Or maybe she thought, well, he's a Phillies player and they're Marlins fans. So why should they get the ball? I don't know.
I don't think she was thinking that hard.
No, she wasn't. She just wanted the
ball. I think it was just impulse. Yeah. That's mine, she says.
What do you think should happen? Should she be fired when they find out who she is? And if you were the dad in this case, how would you respond? Again, happened at a Phillies-Marlins game. Harrison Bader, Phillies player, hits the ball into the stands, bounces off of a woman. A dad grabs it, gives it to her son. She marches over, demands the ball back. He gives it to her. Should he have? Should he have fought back? Or did he teach his kids the right lesson? 913-586-7798. Your calls and texts coming up in just a few minutes on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Me out to the ball game. Take me out with
it should have been a fun moment. It should have been a great moment between father and son, and instead it's making a lot of news, not because of what they did, but because of what she did.
Yeah. She had the ball hit near her. It hit off of her, and the dad, Drew Feltwell is the father's name, grabbed the ball, gave it to his son. It was his birthday. I guess I blanked this out, even though I watched the video a bunch of times. It was in Florida, but they're all wearing Phillies gear. So okay. I guess it was like a section where a bunch of Phillies fans were. I don't know. But it's not like she could say they're not even, because I said that earlier, they're not even, you know, Phillies fans. I'm a Philly fan. Nope. They're wearing Philly stuff. They're all wearing right. T-shirts for the Phillies. So there's no reason. There's no excuse. And the thing that I'm focused on so much now is people criticizing the dad for not sticking up for his kid. I do wonder if this was a man who came over and started yelling at him about the ball, would he have given the ball away, or would he have stood his ground a little bit more?
That's a good question. Maybe he would have stood his ground, in part because he would have said, listen, dude,
yeah,
this is for my son. Like, do you have a son?
Yeah. Do you have a son?
This
Come
is
on.
For my son, and it's his what birthday. And you know,
that it also like, you don't, there's something about like, well, she's crazy or whatever. But right. like a dude is like, well, I was intimidated. He's scary. He's bigger than me, that you don't want to fall back on. From the text line, because we're asking whether the dad did the right thing or not. In 2020 hindsight, I'm looking at it from the kid's perspective, and I feel the dad did everything right. From the kid's view, he watched his dad de-escalate a Karen situation, and look at the rewards he received after the game for his dad doing so. It's from Curtis in Olathe.
Before we go to the phones, mm-hmm. if you're the dad, after this moment where you take the ball out of the glove and you give it to this woman, what do you say to your son about why you did it?
Oh, yeah. Because she
you know,
was, did
what's
you
the
see
lesson?
That? I guess.
Because I think we as adults understand the lesson of de-escalation, but the kid might not understand that. What are you saying to the kid about the ball that is no longer his?
Yeah, I mean.
Because you don't know yet that he's going to meet the team.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you could hope so. I would almost set up a situation like this just so I could get more stuff. Like, hey, let's the foul ball comes in here. You pretend to be a crazy Karen. Come steal it from my kid. I mean, like I said, when I initially saw this, I found it hard to believe because mm-hmm. part of me doesn't want to believe that somebody would be this mean or arrogant.
Right.
But and the dad's reaction was so like cartoonish when mm-hmm. she came over. That I was like, well, maybe this isn't real. But the way that it would have to work, like, because it would be one thing if it was a foul ball.
Right.
Or somebody threw the ball into the stands.
Right.
But it was a home run. You can't.
Right.
You can't act like you know that's going to happen. Let's go to Shane in Olathe. Hey, Shane.
Hey, guys. Hey. there are so many things about this that are just kind of mind boggling.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in baseball for, I'm 57. So since I was six, been to 1,000 games. Her being touched by the ball because she reached her hand out does not obligate her to receive the ball. Right. There's no part of this that says, hey, this was in my section, so it's automatically mine. That's the first part of it. Because if you watch any foul ball or home run, there's always a mad scramble to get the ball. And then you look, okay, great. Hand it to the kid. Good moment. Everything's great. The fact that she ran over there, and you could tell just by, I hate to say her appearance, but then when she kind of walked by, she wasn't just raising the ball in her hand. She was swaying her hips like she had just caught this ball on some magnificent one-handed catch that she did, and everybody's cheering for her. And then it just went sideways on her. As far as the dad goes, obviously, you know, I was in law enforcement. He did everything right.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing could have gone completely south, even for him. So, you know, and then, you know, Jamie, when you're asking, okay, well, what do you tell the kid? I've always told my kids and taught my kids that with every decision you make, there's a benefit and there's a consequence. And that's when there's benefits, right? It was more beneficial to just say, hey, you know what? It's not worth it. You know, and I was telling Colin, you know, I'm not a big fan of people that are, you know, losing their job for every, you know, what was she drunk? Who knows? But, you know, losing their job because of a bad decision they make.
Right.
However, could you imagine what kind of world we would live in if that were the case on every decision you made? What kind of decisions would you make, and what kind of world? I think we'd be living in a much nicer,
much more polite
world.
Society. That's for sure. Yeah, but
exactly right.
Yeah, you'd be.
You know, but it's just.
I don't know, but then you might have a society where it'd be tough to stand up for yourself ever.
Like
somebody gets your order wrong at the restaurant, and to that point, there's ways to be polite. If she really wanted the ball and thought that she had a right to it, she probably could have discussed it with the dad, and that could have been a reasonable thing. Well, she probably doesn't get the ball, but she doesn't look like a psychopath.
Right. Well, she could have just said, maybe she had a reason. Maybe it was a big deal for her that day, you know? And she could have just said, hey, I don't even know what the words are. Can I have it?
Yeah,
it's,
right.
You know, it's a big day in my life today or something like that. I mean, yeah, you could be not
but
a jerk.
But if she got hit in the face, like if she just
got knocked out,
blasted in the face,
yeah,
then you hand it to her, right? Mm. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Oh, you deserve it.
Yeah, that didn't happen, though.
My
yeah.
kid does.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, but yeah, as a guy, I'm looking at that going, oh, I can't believe you just, I mean, because he balled it up. I mean, he balled up his fist like, oh,
yeah.
My gosh,
the reaction the dad has. Yeah. Again, he's had a like, put him up type of thing. It's yeah. really, it is kind of cartoonish. It's ridiculous. Thanks for your call, Shane. I think it's odd. We, as far as whose ball it is, we have like in our head what determines it. And it's almost like applying football rules to baseball. But in football, whoever controls the ball, if the ball's thrown and there's a defensive back and a wide receiver going for it, whoever controls the ball is the one who has it.
Yeah.
So once you have it in your grasp, it's yours now. She didn't have it. She fumbled it. It was thrown to her and it fell out of her grasp. Yes, Quentin. Yeah.
Should one of the security guards come over and been like, ball, hey, hold on. Ball's yours.
I wonder if they have rules on this. I wonder if like security guards have to
stay out of it.
Well, no, not to stay out of it, but like if they have like some metric to determine who the ball belongs to, because there have been fist fights over this kind of stuff before.
Gosh.
The you know. The Marlins like PR team did come over. So not only did he meet the Phillies player, but the Marlins PR people did go and give the kid a goodie bag too. Yeah. So he got stuff from both teams.
Yeah, that's why I thought it happened in Philadelphia, because I saw the Phillies people there. I was like, why were they there? But I guess they just go everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. It was funny. I heard when I watched the clip, when I got the clip, I heard the Marlins announcer and the color commentator, they caught it on camera.
Yeah.
And so even they were roasting the Karen. Like, this is ridiculous. Can you really take a ball away from a kid? It was just really funny hearing everybody except her was like taking the kid's side.
Do you think that there's that Dunning-Kruger thing. That's not Dunning-Kruger. There was a study that found that if you're in an argument, the more facts the person presents, the harder you dig in. Do you think like she's like, the more people tell her, hey, you're wrong, the more she's just like, no, I'm not. Like, it just makes her resist even more.
Probably.
Because why would you? Would it been if 5 minutes later, if she went back over to the kid and be like, I just realized I was acting like an idiot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm an adult. I can't believe I did that. I just got caught up in the moment.
Because adults make mistakes too.
Yeah. I could honestly see myself in her shoes doing not that, but when the dad gets the ball going like, oh man, like, it sucks. That was my ball. I wouldn't follow through on it, but I'd be like, oh, man, it sucks. That was mine and I lost it.
Like an old shucksy doodle slap your knee.
Yeah, right.
I wonder if she had people with her. You know, if she was at the game with other people.
It seemed like she did.
And what they said to her.
There was nobody. It was just her. It was lonely Karen.
Maybe she's been sitting there waiting for a ball.
For 40 years.
And now is her time. And she just fumbled it at the end.
Look, she just sucks. Okay. Yeah. That's why I still have trust in society. Because we can all watch this video and be like, that lady, she sucks.
You know what the lesson is? Bring a glove. Bring a glove.
Go faster.
You catch the ball if you bring a glove.
She needs to do some speed walking so, you know, she can up her reaction time.
All right. Coming up, scary story out of Blue Valley Middle School in Overland Park, where a kid found a gun in the car and fired it during football practice. Talk about that next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we have a scary story that came up out of the Blue Valley School District. KCTV5 brought us this one. Child fired a gun that he found in his parents' car as they waited outside Blue Valley Middle School. The gun was in an unlocked glove box. Investigators say the boy who's in elementary school has special needs. His dad watched his brother at football practice just outside the vehicle. So dad's just outside the vehicle watching to see what's going on at football practice. The kid's in the vehicle. He gets a hold of the gun and he fired the weapon from inside the car while his dad was outside. Some of the football players heard the gunfire. Luckily, no one was injured. And the principal at Blue Valley Middle School sent an email out to parents to tell them about this. So that's the first thing. And then, as they point out from Channel 5, that there was another incident where a shell casing was found.
Mm-hmm.
And they say it's not related, these two incidents.
That's
but it's raising some
comforting
questions. No, that doesn't make anybody feel better.
Yeah.
There was just another incident
where there
a
just
bullet
happened to be
casing was found
around a middle
in
school.
The gym in the middle school
in South Overland Park. Yeah,
a rusty spent 9mm shell casing in the gym inside the middle school.
Yeah.
Okay. I hate to be the broken record, but if you're going to have a gun and you're going to keep it in your car for protection, okay, fine. Be aware enough that if you're going to leave your kid alone in the car, even if you're nearby, lock up your glove box.
Yeah.
Keep it secure. It's the simplest. The fact that nobody was injured is amazing because dad was close by.
Yeah. And I mean, we talked about this earlier, but like leaving your kid in the car, what
in the
age
car.
Do you do that? And there's consequences to both. One, if they're too little, then they can't get out. If they're too hot, can't roll down the windows, or you don't feel comfortable leaving the keys in the car with them so they can leave the car running. If they're older, they might do something like this. They might start digging around in the glove box and find a gun. There's no age given on how old this kid is. It just says elementary age child. So
yeah.
That's what, up to sixth grade?
Could be a lot.
Or is it fifth grade? Whichever. But it's you know, on the younger side. I don't know. I can't imagine leaving my kid in the car with a gun, unless I'm just that nonchalant about the fact that I have a gun with me everywhere I go.
You forget,
and some people
forget
are,
that
I
you
guess.
Have the gun with you,
yeah.
Right? Because I can totally, I'm okay with kids bored, doesn't want to watch football practice. Dad wants to watch it. So the kid, dad leaves the kid in the vehicle and dad has a lawn chair that he sets up, or he's standing just outside the vehicle. So he can see the kid the whole time. Fine. That makes sense to me. But if you're going to carry a gun, you can't be casual about it. You've got to, and I don't know what kind of special needs the elementary school kid has, or if it's relevant at all. But if you have your gun with you, why is your glove box not
secure,
not locked up? And what I assume happens is that maybe this kid is not normal. Well, it said family car. My initial thought was, does this kid not normally ride with dad? And so dad's not used to having to think about locking up the glove box, but it says family car.
Yeah. Well, that could also just be a term that they're using. We don't have enough details
right
on this. But yeah. And they had a meeting at the school the next day. Was that for the shell casing or was that for this incident? But they said they had like a support meeting and they canceled football practice and like all this stuff afterwards.
So the shell casing was found on Thursday. I don't know what day. I don't have an exact timeline, yeah. But it was after
it's
both
August
incidents.
28th. Okay. Families received two emails on Thursday, August 28th. First about a rusty spent 9mm casing. My kids aren't in, or they're in Blue Valley, but neither of them are in middle school, mm-hmm. But we heard about that, found in the gym and later about the parking lot discharge. So they happened the same day. The principal stressed the two incidents were unrelated, like you said. Football practice was canceled the following morning and replaced with a library meeting to support students.
Okay, that's neat. I think maybe we need to be having a meeting with parents instead.
Yeah. What are you having
I don't
a meeting
think
with the kids
need
for?
The kids don't need to be educated about anything. The kids don't need to be made to feel better about security of the school. Parents need to be called into that library and get a talking to.
Let me ask you, what makes you feel more secure? Hey, guys, we know that there were some gun casings found and somebody fired a gun off in the parking lot, but we want you to be to know you're totally safe here.
Yeah.
Everything's safe. No worry. That makes you feel so much less secure. And kids at that age are so callous and that's my interpretation for my children, for myself. Mm-hmm. They're not thinking, oh, a shell casing was found. My life is in danger. They're just thinking, whoa, that's crazy. Like, that's weird that happened. Like, ah. I mean, maybe some of them are worried about it, but not enough to shut down everything and cancel practice and then have a school meeting. Like you said, have the meeting with the parents about, are you locking up your friggin' guns in your car?
I don't have anything in the version of the story that I have about dad being arrested. Did you hear anything about whether dad was arrested for having the gun?
He was being charged as an accidental discharge or treated as an accidental discharge. So whether or not that's going to carry charges now or later, I don't know.
Totally preventable. And it was happening as the kids were getting out of football practice, apparently.
Mm.
So you had kids that were, you had a big group of kids together. We also don't know where he fired it exactly. There are a lot of details about this. We don't know where the kid was in the car, but the kid was bored and curious and said, hey, there's a glove box that I can get into and play with. And and off it goes. But it was close enough that the football players heard it.
Well, what's the difference between this and actually, well, I know the difference. It's actually worse. A kid playing with a gun in his house or playing with it in the car. It's worse in the car because he's near where other people could be injured besides him, or he could use it to hurt other people if he was so unaware. And I'm assuming that the accidental discharge was him playing with it, not realizing that it was loaded. But why?
Right.
Why was the safety off? Like, why wasn't it locked up better? I got to tell you, I've lived in South Overland Park for 10 years now. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's been one time where I've been like, God, I wish I had a gun on me. Oh, man, that person cut me off at Walmart. Oh, and there's no reason I can think of in South Overland Park where I'm like, I need to have a gun on me in my car.
We can just take text on this, but I have a question about clarification. For those of you that own guns, that carry them with you in your car, where do you keep it? And is it normally locked up?
Yeah.
Is it totally normal to drive around with a gun in your car and keep your glove box unlocked? Is that, I don't know.
I mean, what are we, Missouri? We're Kansas. Sorry.
Hey, now.
I mean, my best friend drives, he has a gun in his car. He lives in St. Louis. He lives in St. Louis. He used to work at a jail. He didn't drive through nice areas. He was worried about being carjacked or worse a lot. So that makes sense. And maybe, I don't know what this dad's life is, but if he's like the typical person,
maybe he works somewhere
where he thinks he needs the gun. That's fair. But chances are he's just like me or like anybody else who works in that area. There's no reason. You're not going to get carjacked in South Overland Park, more than likely.
This comes down to just awareness.
Yeah.
You want to have a gun with you? Fine. You have to be aware that you have a gun and your kid in the car.
913-586-7798. Your calls and texts coming up on Midday.
Wrapping things up for us on a Monday. Dana and Parks coming up in about 10 minutes from right now. We were talking about the story out of the Blue Valley School District where you have an elementary school kid who went with dad to football practice for the older kids. And dad was sitting just outside the car waiting, I guess, for practice to get over. And in the meantime, the elementary school kid jiggles with a glove box, gets it open, finds a gun. It's loaded. He fires it. Luckily, nobody is injured.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're meeting with students to make sure students feel okay. I would be, call a meeting with parents, I don't know what you can do to prevent. I don't know what you can do to prevent it in the future, but impress upon parents.
I mean,
how badly this could have gone south.
I'm just thinking from the dad's perspective, and let me just give him as much grace as I possibly can. Okay. So maybe he thinks the glove box is locked and it isn't. Maybe his wife or somebody else went in there and they shut it. They forgot to lock it. So he didn't know that. And then he hears a gunshot at practice. And the worst thing that you can imagine is it's my son has done this. I can't imagine how frightening that would be. Having gone through not similar incidences, but having gone through stuff with my own kids where I'm like, oh, my God, they could have died. Holy cow, they could have died. I mean, just recently with the pool and Finn, getting into the deep end and that being really scary. So I'm trying to give him as much grace as possible. But I have to jump through so many hoops to get there. I just don't feel like making excuses for people like this anymore. And that's part of the problem is as a gun owner, I don't like the fact that there's people like this who make it look so willy-nilly to own a gun when mine is locked up, mine is protected. I know my kids can't get near it. You know, like it is beyond reasonable doubt that our kids get anything. They're not getting that. I'm not going into my precautions, but they're not getting it.
Right.
I don't drive around with one in my car because I live in South Overland Park like these people do.
Yeah.
And don't feel
and
a
you
need.
Don't go anywhere.
And don't go anywhere dangerous enough. Now, maybe when I worked on the railroad and I used to work in East St. Louis, I might have considered it. Maybe.
Right.
But even then, I'm like, I'm just kind of asking for trouble. I don't know.
Yeah. What's the norm? If you carry a gun with you in your car because you do drive in some shady areas or whatever, you've had problems in the past. Is it normal to have it in your glove box, not secured, so that you have access to it really quickly? Or do you carry a safe that goes under your seat or something like that? Again, leave that aside. You know that your kid's in the car, lock your glove box. Or take the gun with you. You know, do something so that it's not in the car with the kid there. But if that's the norm to just leave it unlocked, then realize your kid is there.
I mean, it just put a little bit of thought into what you're doing. From the text line, a couple texts we've gotten. My glove box doesn't lock. I don't know if they're saying you have a gun in there and it doesn't lock. Not all glove boxes lock, but if you have a gun in there, then the gun should be in a box that locks. Or you can buy a latch for any glove box that'll just go over it and you can lock it with a key that way. There you go.
And then don't have a gun in your car.
Then don't have a gun. Increasingly, I mean, if just statistically looking at the data, you're much more likely. If you bring a gun into the house, it's much more likely to be used on somebody that you know and love than it is to be used on an intruder. And so there's a bunch of people saying it's no point in locking up. You wouldn't have time to get it out. Okay, then you shouldn't have it. Like the reason I had one or have one is I had a specific threat to my life and my family's life that I felt like I needed a gun for. Okay.
Yeah.
So I knew when that situation was going to happen and I have enough precaution set up that I can get to my gun on time. The idea that somebody breaks into my house and no alarms are going off, nothing's happening. Okay. Right. Then I guess they got me in that case, but I'd rather have that situation where they sneak in like a cat burglar than just be like, well, I need to have my gun underneath my pillow every night and risk my kids using it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully this is the lesson. Hopefully this happening once. I'd still like to know where the spent shell casing came from.
That's a little weird. But they said it was rusty too. So that feels like it's been a while.
Maybe it came out of, you know, something, who knows, but, we have to take the guns more seriously. Just not be so casual about it.
Just be responsible. The whole point of the things is, I mean, it's a tool, you know?
Right.
Like you have a toolbox for your hammer and everything like that. You treat those things responsibly. I don't know. I mean, it's a tool you all have fun with, I guess, but that's the difference. All right. Yeah. Dan and Parks is up next. Oh, you're playing Creed. Why are you doing this to me? Why? I was having a good day. Now I'm in a bad mood. Dan and Parks is up next, guys. Have fun with them. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. At least two of us will be.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.